It is Monday morning, and of course, you know, on Mondays, we try to get off on a good foot, and you got 2 feet, so you might as well be positive with both feet, and there's no positivity any better than Coach Poto's positive press.
That's right. That's right. Coming to you on Monday morning. Yeah, 2 feet. You're right, Muck.
2 feet jumping.
That's how you get through life, is 1 foot in front of the other, right?
That's right. You just keep going. Sometimes I stumble. You know me. I don't walk very good.
That's right. That's right. Well, talking about 1 foot in front of the other, you know, there's going to be a lot of walking in the hallways and around school, because this time of year, McCurley, as we know it,
those bells are ringing.
The bells are ringing. The kids are back in school. I got held back in some school traffic last week, but
I got held back in school.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, there you go.
You know, I tell everybody all the time, you know, they talk about the sixth grade being there. I said, those were the best 3 years of my life.
But that's where I wanted to go this Monday morning on the positivity, was just returning to school. You know, it's an exciting time. And, you know, even us as adults, we all remember what it was like the first day of school returning. And, you know, shout out to the teachers and the students and the administrators and all personnel staff. You know, there's so many moving parts that go on behind the curtains at schools that, you know, I've witnessed with my own 2 eyes. So, yeah, just an exciting time and positive back to school.
There's a couple of people that don't even get recognized when we talk about schools. Of course, we talk about, of course, the students, the administration, and the teachers. What about the bus drivers?
The bus drivers. I'm here lunch ladies.
Yes. Now, that was where I was going next. But I'm going to tell you, I rode the bus all the way until my brother got his license. He was in the 10th or 11th grade, I was just starting high school.
Yeah.
Until I started high school, man, I rode the bus every day.
Yeah, and so, you know, the common misconception a lot of times is that school ends at 3 o'clock when the bell rings. Don't forget about coaches, you know.
That's right.
And you spoke on, a lot of times people forget about the volunteer coaches. We have so many volunteer coaches at schools around in our community that are just, you know, truly the backbones of these programs. And a special shout out. It's an exciting time. Football season's right around the corner. Pep rallies are going to be happening at school. The band's going to be playing loud. So it's always so much fun.
Cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders, absolutely.
I mean, they go to camps in summer. Yeah. That, you know, they work just as hard as these athletes
they do.
And they've got a cheerleader sponsor that has to handle uniforms. It has to handle, you know, all those kind of things. But one of the things that I remember, I don't know how you were, but and I'm not saying it was always the name brand stuff, but when you go to school on that first day wearing that new pair of shoes,
you got to show it off, man. Because a lot of these people you haven't seen, you know, in 2.5, 3 months. So when you see them again, first impressions are everything. Their first impression after summer break of you has to be good, right?
I remember the first time they allowed us to wear shorts to school.
That was a big deal for y'all?
Oh, that was a huge deal.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you, because I had a pair of those blue jean shorts that had the frillies at the bottom.
Yeah.
And they were cut off from a pair of jeans.
Yeah.
They told me I had to go home and change.
Yeah.
That's not acceptable.
That's right.
But yeah,
I mean, yeah,
new clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, and you had to make sure that on the first day, everything the night before was laid out.
Ironed. Oh, yeah.
You know, there's not a wrinkle in anything. There's not a dirt spot on your shoe the night before the first day of school.
Because
you have everything ready to go.
Because you're only getting up 10 minutes before you got to leave.
No doubt about it.
There's no breakfast. It's just brush your teeth and take a shower and get going. But first day of school was this last week, but this is the first full week we're getting into it. And, of course, you know, shout out to not only, and I'm going to say this, we give a first responder of the month here at Radio Alabama, but what about the school resource officers?
Absolutely.
They carry a lot of weight on them.
They do. They do, and they're all they're all there all the time.
Yes.
I'm just from, you know, some people that come to mind. I know Officer Price is at. Then Miller came into Fayetteville. We had Vandiver when I was at Childersburg. We had Funderburg, you know, who's still there at Childersburg.
Yeah, he's the man.
You know, I can remember clocking in, whether it was early, way before students got there, and leaving after ball games late at night when the lights are cut off and all the fans left. And looking back at it, I took it. But those guys are always around.
Another one that comes to my mind is Kenny Archer.
Yeah, Kenny Archer.
At Fayetteville, now at Comer.
They're pulling off these 12, 13, 14-hour days with these coaches and teachers as well. So, absolutely shout out. And also, our superintendents around in this local area are as good as they come. I mean, sincerely, in the state. I mean, we have Dr. Lacey at Talladega County, Dr. Eller at Sylacauga City, and Dr. Quentin Lee at Talladega City. They they serve too. I mean, even though they may not see students in front of their face every single day, they're at these schools in the hallways dealing with parents and staying ahead of issues, you know, so.
Can I throw one more name in there with that?
Absolutely.
And you're going to know who I'm talking about. Everybody's seen last week what happened in the news with Hoover with the two football coaches. Yeah. Kevin Maddox is the superintendent of Hoover City Schools. Now, let me tell you something. That man's got integrity wrote all over his name. I've known him ever since he was little.
I got a great story that I'd love to tell you about Kevin Maddox.
I would love to get him
Dr. Maddox
here.
Yes. Now.
And I would love to get him in here on a Coach Poto's Positive Press.
I would too.
But pray for him. I know that school system, a tough week for him. But you know what? He and that board are going to do the right thing.
They are. They 100% are. And a couple of other positive, exciting things, you know, going on back to school. Hillary Rogers is now the principal at Childersburg High School.
Yes.
You know, she is a Childersburg legend. Coach Al Barnett used to say she was the third most famous student that he ever taught behind Justin Tuck and maybe Zealous Wheeler because she hit a home run when she was a player at Jacksonville State. But anyway, she's a lifelong Childersburg student, softball player.
Resident.
Teacher, lives in the community, and served her first day as principal of her alma mater last week. And I'm just so excited for her because – and I text her too, and I let her know she's going to do great because she knows how to serve and help people. You know, it's not necessarily bossing people as much as it is leading. You know, you got to have a healthy balance. And she's got that. She had that as a teacher. She had that in every role she's ever had. And that stuff translates. So she's going – you know, that's going to translate to her being
she's
a
got one other
principal.
She's got one other thing in her back pocket. That's going to be to her benefit. Do you know who her assistant principal is? Yeah. Bam Garrett, who was the basketball coach at TC.
I wasn't aware of that. I do know who you're speaking of, though. I've done several teacher workshops with him.
Bam Garrett is about 6'4", about 250.
Yeah.
And nicest man you'll ever meet in your life, but he doesn't put up with any nonsense.
Yeah.
Okay. But loves the kids, loves on them. Hillary has got him as an assistant principal.
That's a strong
set there.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, so we're just so excited that the community, you know, the kids are back in school, and you know, we're going to start seeing some athletic events taking place here soon, and positive time here coming out of summer break, McCurley.
Absolutely, and you know what to tell them to start their week.
Go dominate your week, guys.